Hi, this is Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report. On today's show, we have ESET researcher Cameron Camp. Hi, Cameron. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Matt. Glad to be here.
So recently, we've seen a lot of legislation, either trying to be passed or having already been passed, around cybersecurity. Do you think that legislation is really going to keep us any safer online?
You know, it's really tough. You got to look at what's driving this, and what's driving this is, quite frankly, scary headlines. The idea that your data may be out there in the wild, it might be in the eyes of cyber criminals, you might not know about it. It's a bit of the unknown, and so people respond to that by saying, "Can't we do something?" That's a general term, and of course, the legislatures say, yes, we should, and then they turn to, you know, security types to find out what it is they should do and then try to craft a law. It's a long process, and yes, it's a piece in the puzzle. Can you be safe if all you do is lock your doors? Well, you're safer. The question is really how the legislature is going to grapple with the technology. This is a bit of an unknown. They don't know, and they're looking to us for guidance.
And I guess it's always been this struggle between, you know, good and bad and trying to stay one step ahead of the bad guys. And I guess the question is, you know, in passing legislation, by that point, is it already behind what the bad guys are doing? And if we do pass legislation, what type of legislation should we be passing?
Well, there's a couple different categories that people are looking into. First of all is, you know, to stop crime, you have to remove the environment in which it flourishes. And that's sort of a broad statement, but what it means is right now California just enacted legislature where if a company has more than 500 user records breached, it has to notify the Attorney General and also its customers at the same time. So that exerts pressures on companies to be more secure. It exerts pressure on the malware guys because they feel like there's more public outcry. People are looking, you know, more and more on how to stop it. And then, of course, there's national legislature is going on as well, and just proposed in the UN from China and Russia to pass a UN resolution to outlaw at least to the UN members attacking one another through cyber attacks. So you see it on several levels.
Do you think? Obviously, we mentioned that it seems that cybercrime, you know, every day we hear about a new data breach, so it's certainly receiving a lot of attention in the media. Do you think we should be holding companies more liable for breaches and forcing them to lock down their organization more than what they've been doing?
Right now you have a tricky situation because the insurance that people buy, like for example, Sony purchased some, you know, well, they obviously had a liability policy in place for insurance against data breach, but it doesn't really cover all the collateral damage. So you have companies that are scrambling to shore up their defenses. But at the same time, if you have a data breach, they don't have many remedies. And of course, you as the consumer, your data is out there. It's out there. But so it really is. We're just going to have to wait and see where it goes. It's going to be a process.
Is there anything that the customer of these organizations can do? Is there anything they can look at or they can try to force the organizations that they're working with to put in place to make sure their data is more secure? Or are they kind of helpless?
No, absolutely. There's things you can do, for sure. First thing we recommend customers do, and it doesn't even involve exerting pressure necessarily, two things is, a lot of people use the same password on, you know, for example, if they log into Facebook, they're going to use the same password there as they're going to log on to their Sony, accounts or a host of other things. And so if they can use some of the software that's out there to allow them to manage more secure passwords, if there's a breach in one company, it doesn't become a breach in all of their personal information. That's one thing. And then the other thing people can do, and they are doing, is vote with their pocketbook. If a company has a history of problems, then they can choose another vendor out in the marketplace. And we think that the vendors will see that and start to manage their risk accordingly.
Well, Cameron, as always, thanks so much for being here and discussing this topic with us and tips in further detail. If you have any questions for the ESET research team, feel free to email them at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow and like ESET on Facebook for the latest news. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.